switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
A good day to watch a movie. You may not be able to watch it in the movie theater if you can get there, but watch one at home. Of course, we don't talk about the movies you can watch at home. We talk about what you may or may not want to go see once you can get back out on the roads again.
I watched The Game last night. Oh, such a good movie.
Oh, with Michael Douglas.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Sean Penn's
it's
in it,
so
too,
good,
right?
Yeah,
and
Sean
you know what?
Penn.
And it never was billed as a great movie.
No.
It never was reviewed as a great movie.
But it's so good.
You know what? Now that you said that, I'm going to watch it again. I've watched it, I think, twice. No, it's very, very... Who else is in it? It's Sean Penn, Michael. Those are the two big... Who's the...
I can't remember the wife.
There's a blonde in it that is kind of part of the game.
I'll tell you another one. What's the one where Michael Douglas was married to Gwyneth Paltrow and he tried to kill her?
I don't know that one.
Yes.
I don't remember that one. It is time for Dawn Meadows-Dixon and a movie review brought to you by Westport Car Wash. I doubt that Westport Car Wash would be real busy today.
No.
Yeah, if you want... You want to go through, it probably closed, but hey, most any other day, this is the place, Westport Car Wash, on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
Go out and see a movie.
Not today.
No.
Do you have a fireplace?
I do, and I've got one of those fireplaces with a remote.
La-di-da.
It's not la-di-da. I mean, it was just, it's one of those little gas inserts. Yeah. And so you've got a little remote, and like the whole family's gathered around it, even the dog. You know, it's so cold.
Why, that's like a Hallmark card. But this is fireplace weather.
I love this kind of weather. I mean, I don't like to be out in it. I was out this morning, and I ran some errands. For some reason, I felt this urge to get milk.
Eggs,
butter,
bread.
So you're
and
toast.
I managed, yeah, everybody, and everybody was out. A friend of mine, she was getting butter, and I said, "Oh, you're getting butter. Why are you getting butter?" Everybody, we wanted to make cookies because it feels like the kind of day you should make cookies. So I quick ran out to get butter to make chocolate chip cookies.
Well, this is like a Norman Rockwell pain.
Oh.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And the lines were so long, and then I got this urge to buy cans of beans because I thought I've got to make chili.
Oh, my goodness.
And I ended up walking out of there. My bill was like $50. I knew you were going to do this sound effect. I was ready for that.
Yeah, back up to the fire.
Yeah. You guys will get warm then.
So, you know, that's what's on the menu today. Chocolate chip cookies,
beans,
and chili.
You know what would be good? Put the beans in the cookies.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Ooh, chocolate chip and bean cookies.
I made brownies with black beans.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you put marijuana in your brownies?
No.
Peon, okay, that's enough. Now, seriously, because you strike me as the kind of person who'd be a heavy drug user.
Yes. Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of.
That's the first thing people say to me.
Yeah, I'll bet she's on drugs.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
real quick.
No, I did sneak the black beans in the brownies, and it was very good. They almost tasted like chocolate chips.
Why would you put black beans in brownies?
That sounds disgusting.
Because it raises the fiber count in the black beans.
Nobody cares about fiber in brownies.
Brownies are supposed to be brownies.
Yeah, don't
but
screw them up.
If you want brownies and you want a lower calorie count,
no,
you
I don't.
Add black
no.
beans.
No, I don't. I don't. No, hold it. Hold it. I don't want lower
if
calories.
If you're eating brownies, you don't want low calories.
I want brownies.
Hey, real quick, before we get on with Dawn, I put a picture up on our Facebook page side by side of Frank Opinion and Mini P.
And Mini P, which means Mini Pinion.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> So if anybody wants to see what Mini P looks like, he's on the Facebook page.
I've run some DNA testing. He could be my son.
He could be.
Could be.
He might be my son.
I've got to check that out.
So what else is going on at your now? Is your husband home?
My husband's home. So he called and said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm out getting milk And, I mean, it's almost a feeling of like a
hang on.
Thing.
He was home by the fire and called to see where you were out in the treacherous weather.
The way it should be.
No, what happened was he went out and then he decided, he went to a meeting and then he decided, you know, maybe I better go home. So then he texts me and I said, I am quickly getting some butter and milk. We have eggs, bread. I have this urge to buy food, and the lines are long, and I ended up being there much longer than I wanted to and had to travel very slowly home because I thought, how stupid to be out getting milk and butter and eggs and then get in an accident.
I don't think it's stupid at all. You're doing it for your family. You're making cookies. Now, let me ask you this. What if your husband had called and said, we were in a sales meeting at the old Ritz-Carlton, and I'm here with my secretary, and they have literally closed all exits and wrote, we can't get out of here. We're going to be stranded here till tomorrow. How would you be with that?
Well, first of all, my husband doesn't even have a secretary anymore.
Well, then you should really be suspicious if he says I'm with my secretary,
knowing he doesn't have one. And then secondly, the fact he'd be at the Ritz, he would never be at a business meeting
Maybe it's not his meeting. Maybe it's a
but
client.
But I would want him to be safe, and I'd say, honey, because I trust him so much,
yeah.
Stay where you're at.
Yeah. Stay there with her.
You owe me a night at the Ritz, but yeah. Stay where you're at.
All right. Do we have a movie?
I do have a movie.
Right.
I did get a movie in before all this weather hit. The movie is Snitch, and it's Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Okay. It actually looks pretty good. I'm not a Johnson fan, but it looks pretty good.
I'm not either, and this is different than what we've seen in the past. I want to say that there is no pec muscle dancing in this movie. In the last movie, of course, Journey to Mysterious Island or something, where he takes his shirt off, and he has to take his shirt off almost every single film, and he does this little pec muscle dance that just did not work for me. Although I love him, I love to see the emotional, sensitive side of him that we see in this movie. And the story goes, if you don't know, it's kind of based loosely on a true event. A father goes undercover for the DEA in order to free his son, who is put in jail after being set up by a drug deal. And I guess the deal is, if you, they've raised the stakes now if you're caught dealing drugs. Someone sent him a box of ecstasy. He accepted it. The DA was trailing the truck that dropped it off, and they got the son.
Now, so can I tell you a quick story? I knew a drug dealer. I know this is true because I knew a drug dealer, and he went in one time to a restaurant. He ordered a filet mignon, and he said, how much is it? And they said, $60. He said, last time it was $40, and they said, we raised the stakes. So that's true. That does happen in the drug industry.
I wondered where that was going. Oh, that is so bad.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay,
so
moving right along. So what they have to do is they have to turn in somebody. Well, the kid that sent the drugs turns that kid in, and he says, you know, Dad, I'm not going to turn in my friends because I'm not going to turn in somebody just to turn in somebody to get a lesser charge. So he sits in jail, and so the dad's got to come up with who is the drug kingpin who gave the drugs to his friend, and he's got to find him, and that's the story. And that part of it I really like. I love the drama. I love the emotion. I love the relationship between the father's son. Then Susan Sarandon comes in, and she is a congressional nominee that says, I'll help you. Her character is flat. There's no depth to it. Very disappointing because I think she's a great actress. But then he goes and he goes into this underworld and tries to find somebody who's going to be able to help his son. And even that is kind of exciting. But then we go from based on true events to a Hollywood film. It takes like a wrong turn. It becomes this action picture, and there's car crashes and car chases everywhere, and it loses me. So I would love to hear the real story. I don't really know the true story. Apparently it was on Dateline or one of those shows, and then they built this movie on it. But I would say Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, I think he's very talented, and he does a fair job in this film, and it really had me, I would say, for about an hour and 15 minutes, but that last 45 minutes, I just said, they just ruined the movie for me with all the car chases. Now, for some people, they're going to like it. They're going to like all that.
At any point in the movie, does Susan Sarandon bend over and show her cleavage? Because she's got some nice cleavage.
You know, she plays this nasty political figure that's looking to get ahead, and yeah. It just doesn't. It's flat. She's really horrible. I feel like she's taking these roles to stay relevant, and she appears every once in a while as this this kind of
Susan
evil
Sarandon
woman.
Is always Susan Sarandon. She's the same character. Her eyes kind of bug out. She's got great cleavage, and she looks like she needs a shower.
Mm-hmm.
She's
well,
never really. She's never real clean to me.
She doesn't look clean.
No,
people
she's kind of
about people
looking.
Have said that about Goldie Hawn too.
Oh, she looks filthy.
Yeah, she never used deodorant or
oh, no.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah.
I never thought of that as Susan Sarandon. I always actually thought she was a pretty decent actress, but. I don't know. And she's got a crazy personal life and I kind of lost respect for her there. But in
didn't
this
she
film,
open did
she's
she
not
open
great.
Didn't she open like a literally a ping pong
yes.
bar? It's a bar and the theme it's like you're going to some bars and their pool tables, they got ping pong tables.
Yeah, and it's apparently this big trend out in LA and she left Tim Robbins. She had what, two or three children with him and she's dating younger men and I just think she's going through a horrible midlife crisis.
Now how
and
do you know she could be really happy? She could be happy. I mean, when you say horrible, she might be having a great time.
Well, she may be having a good time, but
yeah.
I mean, she just threw her whole life away. I read where she was, you know, running the kids to hockey practice, and she was a great mom, and they never actually got married, but she ended up leaving him and becoming this woman with these ping pong tables and a younger man, and I don't know. I mean, if that's what makes her happy, that's great.
I can't imagine that is successful or that it's going to ever take off and become a chain. Ping pong. Most people can't play ping pong. I don't care how hard you try. You're not good at it. You're not going to be good at it.
No, it's a very hard game. But apparently, it's kind of this trendy thing. But I don't know that it's come to St. Louis yet. Maybe it has, and I just don't know. But
well, a lot of things work in LA and New York that don't work here. We used to have a restaurant across the hall. You guys remember when they got that hookah in?
A hookah looks like
an octopus. It's a thing with a bunch of pipes and hoses, and people smoke tobacco from it. They sit around in a circle and they put different kinds of tobacco in it.
That was here?
It was across the hall.
Yeah.
It was an absolute failure, flop, disaster.
At Wilbur
well,
and Gill's,
why would anybody
right?
want to do that?
Nobody did. They set it out there. It cost a fortune, and they made it really obvious when
Are
you walked in. We have
like
a hookah.
Are they smoking like a drug, or what were they smoking?
No, they smoked different
it's
kinds
like
of exotic,
Indian tobacco.
Exotic tobaccos.
Oh, so they, in fact...
Some
I know
places
they do this
it works
in Egypt.
Well,
when I was in Egypt, they all sit around and smoke that, and that's the oddest thing.
That's a hookah.
Yeah, some places this one didn't survive, but some places it's really popular.
Yeah,
maybe on the coast, but not here.
I think it's more popular when you stick something else besides tobacco in there. I think it's a lot more popular.
Well, it looked like in Egypt they were putting something else in there because half of them were half asleep as they were sitting there. It was very odd.
Yeah, well, there's...
I can't see that going in St. Louis.
All right, this movie, Snitch, how many ARDs?
Snitch, I'm going to give it 2.25.
Hmm.
It right. may knock oh. Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard, out of the first... You know, that film won last weekend. Surprise, surprise.
All right, before we hear the 2.25 ARDs...
Oh, I do have to say one other thing, too.
I think she interrupted
West of
me.
Memphis...
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's your
okay,
show.
Go. No,
sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. The damage is done. Go ahead.
Sorry. West of Memphis, the film I talked about on Monday, and one of your listeners was excited. It was supposed to open in St. Louis this Friday, and they went and moved the date to next Friday. I just wanted to clear that up for anybody who wanted to go see it.
Okay. Before the ARDs for Snitch, and I'm not trying to be, off color here, wasn't there a movie called Snatch?
Yes. Yeah, there was.
It's a British gang movie.
Oh, yeah. I am not familiar with that one.
It's Guy Ritchie directed it.
Oh, Guy Ritchie.
It wasn't that long ago.
No. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a pretty popular movie. You never heard of
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of Snatch?
Wow.
No, I haven't.
Man.
You are so
crazy
about it. I think she really hasn't heard of it.
It really, truly hasn't.
Here we go. 2.25 ARDs for Snitch. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan. All right, stay by the fireplace.
Stay safe, everybody.
All right, Dan. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. Courtesy of Westport Car Wash.
I can't believe she never heard of Snatch.
That's amazing. No, I can.
You can?
Yeah. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester.
The movie or the other?
Yeah.
What other?
What
are you talking about?
I don't know. Hey, I saw... Identity Theft last night. I took my daughter. We were the only people in the theater. Have you ever been in the theater? You're the only ones there?
Yes.
It was.
I told you, I took a girl in Waterloo, Illinois, in high school to see the Batman movie with Adam West from the TV
show. Yes.
And she and I are the only ones in the theater.
Wow.
And the guy, the projectionist, came down to our seats and said, look, you're the only ones in here. If you would accept tickets to see it another time, I can go home and close the place. And I was such a jerk. I said, no, we must see the movie.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised the guy didn't go slash my tires or something. But, yeah, we were the only ones in there. It's really kind of weird.
It's very weird.
It's creepy, and it's not as much fun. Now, what's really not fun is a packed theater full of people.
Yeah.
But there are two things that are creepy. One is you're the only one, a couple. You're the only two in there. And then when there's just that one other weird guy or two other people back in the back, that's weird, too, because they're always in the back. The whole place is open.
Yeah.
But you look back, and there's those weirdos in the back, and you go, what's the deal? They got the whole place. Could pick any seat, but they're in the back. It seems like they're always in the back. That's weird, too. All right, we have to take a little break, and we're going to take some phone calls again. Because that's what you do on a day like today. You just talk on the phone, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Bill Cleveland will be with us in a little bit, and I have some more information about support dogs based on the story I told you yesterday. I got some interesting emails from people about how easy it is to say you have a support dog, and you just take the dog in anywhere, hotel, restaurants, on the plane, whatever. It's actually, not saying it's right, but it's pretty easy. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, for the first time ever that I can remember, he can remember, not going to be at the home show, certainly now. They shut it down about 4 o'clock. By then, everything was over. Back in business tomorrow, home show through the weekend. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home will be there. Now, folks, I saw a picture of the booth. Tom Price sent me a picture. And against my better judgment, and I tried to talk him out of it, he put a picture of me up at their booth.
Oh.
This is the worst thing you could do.
Of you?
I told him, I said, what do you want? Maybe he's trying to thin the, maybe business is so good, he's trying to thin it out a little bit, thin the herd. Maybe trying to keep too many people from approaching the booth. He stuck a picture of me up there. So if you go to the home show, please stop by, in spite of the picture, and say hello to the folks at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Tell them your AM and the PM. Maybe ask a couple of questions, get some information. If you get a chance to go to one of the seminars where Mr. Price is speaking, you'll learn a lot of valuable stuff. You're not going to be forced to sign anything. It's not about that. It's about information. And even if you don't go to the home show, the time comes you get serious and you want to start really thinking about remodeling your kitchen, a bathroom, or home entertainment room, because the shelving bookcase part of that is what they're masters at, then you want to go to this website, thompsonprice.com, or just pop in the showroom. It is about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester in De Pere, next to McAllister's Deli and the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Thompson Price. Do not confuse it with any other kitchen and bath business, because there's only one, thompsonprice.com.
Well, traffic's a little crazy, and that's an understatement. Here's Tim Weiland to sort things out for him.
All right. Well, they have cleared that stalled tractor trailer that was on westbound 64 at Kings Highway. It's still pretty heavy going through that area. Westbound 44, it looks like that jam that was west of Antire is making its way further west. It's slow now, Lewis through Six Flags. Eastbound 64 is jamming up, coming up out of the valley from Boone's Crossing through Timberlake. It looks like we've got a bunch of vehicles not able to make it up that little hill there. Westbound 70 jamming up from O'Fallon Park to Bermuda. Eastbound 70 is closed just before Memorial. You've got that jackknife tractor trailer. Accident on eastbound 30 at Carroll Park Road, and then northbound 55 at 270. The right lane has a stall. And this report's brought to you by Allstate. Shouldn't you get rewarded for driving safely? You do with the Safe Driving Bonus Check from Allstate. If you'd like to learn more, talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Thursday night edition tonight at 9. Thursday night music club, of course. Dan Dirkholtz and Samantha Fisher help us with that. Also, Jim Mars comes on to tell us about the latest conspiracy. There are aliens living amongst us. Might be your neighbor. Worth a listen. And comedian Brian Posen. Lot to do. It starts at 9.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that learning a new language can help improve your mental fitness? And brain fitness is just as important as physical fitness, because if you don't use your brain, you lose your brain. One of the best ways to keep your brain stimulated is by learning a new language. And the ultimate way to learn a new language is with Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. Recent research suggests that men and women who learn a second language tend to be better problem solvers, more creative, and actually use more of their brain mass. That's why Rosetta Stone wants to send you an absolutely free demo of their language immersion technology. Just call 1-800-400-6682 and request your free demo. Rosetta Stone teaches you your new language the way you naturally think and learn, so your brain recognizes the language faster and more easily. Try it for free. Stimulate your brain. Stimulate your world. Call for your free demo of Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. 1-800-400-6682. That's 1-800-400-6682.
The Great Outdoors awaits you at the 37th Annual RV and Camper Show this Friday through Sunday at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. The RV and Camper Show will have over 200,000 square feet of RVs, campers, motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, pop-ups, camping resorts, and the newest camping technology. Dealers will have special discount savings and special low financing. So, if you want to save a lot of money, then head to the RV and Camper Show at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Show hours are Friday, 3 to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Adults are only $5, and children under 12 are free with paid adult. Parking is free, too. Don't miss the 37th Annual RV and Camper Show this Friday through Sunday at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Call 618-233-0052 or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
It's morning, and Bob passes Mike Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe on Clayton Road on his way to a fast food breakfast place, not realizing that a far superior breakfast is now in his rearview mirror.
It is?
Start your day at My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe with a perfectly brewed cup of coffee, made-to-order breakfast sandwich, biscuits and gravy, or omelet, all made the way you like them. Fresh, tasty, and served up with a smile by people who know how to say...
Thank you!
What a concept! And of course, there's the cheesecake. 16 varieties of cheesecake.
So good, it ought to be a sin.
Mention you heard this on KTRS, and you'll receive a free slice of cheesecake with the purchase of an entree and drink. And if catering is on your mind, My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe has a wide range of catering choices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And, of course, there's cheesecake.
Experience the difference at My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe on Clayton Road next to the original CBC High School.
No more burger doodle for me.
Check out their full menu online at MyDaddy'sCheesecake.com.
At Mr. B's Pool Center, you can choose from pools or you can choose from pool. And this time of year is the best time to check out or... because you'll save a lot of on both at Mr. B's Pool Center. If this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's has an Embassy South Haven pool package for only $18.75. Hurry in because there's only five in stock. And if this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's is having a closeout sale on pool tables for as little as $11.99. And if you want to have fun in the water sooner, check out the hot savings on Dreammaker Spas, offering the best spa value in the market. They're lightweight and don't require an expensive 220 line. Because they run on 110 volts and use kinetic energy to heat the water, they're the most energy efficient spas on the planet. All you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sioux Mandy Drive. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
PermaJack, solid as rock.
I've heard that PermaJack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The PermaJack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean PermaJack is harder to install?
Not at all. The PermaJack system doesn't require a major excavation, no large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, PermaJack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. PermaJack is the best.
PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
No matter where you find yourself on the road, you can find yourself saving money. Stay at Motel 6. Still the lowest price of any national chain. Book at Motel6.com.
Okay, Sarah, Sarah.
When I was just a little girl,
this is old people music.
I asked my mother, what will I be?
Will I be a prostitute or will I be a nurse?
Here's what
all right, we're going to the phones. Let's play. Let's just play on the phones. It's a good day to play with the telephones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. John joins us. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank. AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. That was Dora's Day, wasn't it?
Yeah. I believe it was. Very good. You're not even that old, I bet.
I'm going to be 58. I'm pretty old.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I was wrong. Yeah.
I've been home today. I'm off on Thursdays, and I've been listening to the radio, and nobody's given out that public service announcement about
what to wear.
Wearing loose-fitting light clothes.
No, John, you're confused. That's summer clothing.
What?
Really.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think that's
summer. I've been drinking plenty of alcoholic beverages.
No, that one's good.
Sunblock,
Frank.
Yeah, you can do that one.
Now, John, did you hear us read the list the government issued where it said you should have mittens? Do you have mittens?
Anybody come up with one thing the government does good? I don't know.
I haven't yet, no.
They put a man on the moon. I'll give him credit.
That's true. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right,
thanks,
John.
Thanks for all the years.
Stay warm.
See you.
All right. All the ears or years?
All the ears.
I don't have big ears.
Well, you have
ears.
Six ears. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, Dan Tullis. Is Joel Clark there?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, get it?
Can you give me an example? Oh, thanks for bringing that thing up.
I have a comment and a question.
All right.
Comment is, the other day you were talking about, you know, the cowboy films and the westerns and so forth. Did you ever notice on, you know, TV or the movies that didn't make any difference if it was summer or winter, there was a blizzard outside? They never have doors on the front. It's always those shutters.
Yeah, those swinging doors.
Shutters, and it's the middle of winter, and there's a blizzard going out, but they still just have the shutters.
Now, here's the other thing you notice. They get the knockdown, drag-out fight. They're breaking chairs over each other. No blood to speak of, and nobody ever loses a tooth.
And they never lose their hat.
No, they keep your hat on.
They always got their hat on.
They roll around in the dirty, dusty street, and they get it, and the hat's still on.
And they never run out of bullets, hardly. You know,
no, I love them. I love Western.
But I got a question.
All right.
Is the Frank Opinion, I mean, are they redoing the studio and everything, getting ready with the TV cameras to come in and all that stuff?
The cameras are already in. And
they're
that's
in
actually
studio.
That's a separate studio. There's a really nice studio that other people get to use.
Oh, I see.
And we have the little studio that's next to it. We don't have cameras.
Oh, so you're not playing. You're not getting set up for that.
I don't want to do that. No.
I kind of figured you didn't.
No, I don't have any interest in people watching me bore them.
Well, you'd have to wear your suit and tie and everything.
No, we wouldn't do that. But you can't pick your nose or anything.
I never saw the McGraw show on the TV, but...
you should check it out.
Yeah, I'm picking my nose right now, and I'm glad nobody can see it.
Or, you know, take off blue jeans, put on a pair of trousers, or... Is just
you just have to check it out.
Okay, I just noticed when he's on that Channel 2 program, I've always liked to call in and say, McGraw, why don't you, maybe go to the barber and get a shave and... put on a sport coat or something for the
now,
show.
Now, does he need a shave? I've never noticed him need
a
shave.
No, I don't think he has a beard.
No.
Well, not a beard, but half the time it looks like he didn't shave for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, he's not very clean.
No.
He's not a clean individual.
But it's TV on the radio, so it's a good time.
All right. Well, comment and question over with.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Joe Clark
just
called.
According to our station, it's TV on the radio, which, in fact, it's not. It's radio on TV.
Joe Clark just called. He said he'd call Dan Tullis back.
Can you give me an example?
I like the name Holly. Hello, Holly.
Holly's gone.
Holly's gone.
Well, I still like the name. Now we go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, yeah. I'm a first-time caller here. You guys are all... I heard a whole bunch of comments about all the snow plowing and everything, and how no one's seen no plows out. Mm-hmm. I work for the city of, you know, a small town in Missouri. We have 16 trucks going nonstop.
Well, then that's not fair to people like you. They didn't see you guys. That's not fair to lump everybody together.
It doesn't look like, it barely looks like we've touched it. We have been out since 6 o'clock pre-treating, pushing. As soon as it hit, and it just hit so hard and kept coming that as much as you could push, it just covered it right back up.
Well,
so I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the plow drivers out there that are actually doing their job, that, you know, we're doing the best we can. There's no doubt about that.
No, I would never criticize the plow people because I can't do it. I couldn't do it. It's a tough when you have to really hit it, it's tough, and it's long hours, and you go and go and go, and we salute you for that. I'm glad you called.
I appreciate it. We're still out plowing right now. I'm actually pushing right now.
All right,
and
Mike.
The next crew will be in here, so I just wanted to let everybody know that they think the streets haven't been touched, but we've been out here plowing.
All right, don't push too hard, Mike.
All right, thank you.
All right, because we'll take. Well, here's what it sounds like when you push too hard when you're plowing.
Yeah,
you push real hard. Yeah, see, you don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Mike number two to Mike Twin Spin. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Frank? Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I've been meaning to call. I think my wife and your wife are twins.
Okay.
And I think you did this, or she said this one time. We were coming back from Memphis. And my wife said on the side of the road, boy, there's a lot of Amarillos.
Amarillos?
No, I think my wife did do that. I think she did that one time, yeah.
And then she was talking about somebody. You ever hear the thing, you know, you don't know them from Adam?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Yeah, my wife says, well, they don't know them from random.
Random?
Random.
Yep, you got one of those wives, too.
I got a few more.
Keep notes of that. You write a book.
Yeah, our fireplace, the grate, the doors kind of squeak. She goes, you need to put some W-9 on that. I said, you mean WD-40?
You know what I mean.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what I meant. Yeah, they get mad then. No, your wife and my wife get together and put a book together.
Well, then one of my daughter's friends just was inducted into the St. Louis U Soccer Sports Hall of Fame.
Great.
So she told me, hey, yesterday Jamie was indicted.
Wow. That's a constant. You're constantly entertained.
I know. Don't you call Frank, but I had to do it.
Well, what this tells me is she didn't tell you what to do. She says, don't call, you call. Yeah, you're like me. I run my house.
Just like you run your house.
There you go, Mike. There you go. Thank you for calling.
Okay, have a great day.
Another guy who's in charge. As soon as she says, don't you call Frank, look what he does. He calls.
Yeah,
he'll pay for that tonight. Max, how are you, Max?
Frank, how are you?
I'm great.
I'm going through my library, and I found a book here. It says, Frank Opinion's Emergency Joke Book. Brink Glass and Frank, are you the same Frank Opinion that called yourself? What's your you were vice president in charge of commentary?
Same one. There were three of those books.
Only got one. When was this book printed?
In about 1988.
It was you, Lee Sherwood, and
Robert Fox,
the Country Fox.
There were three books. There was Volume 1, 2, and 3. We sold 30,000 of those.
Well, there's no date or anything on mine, but this went back. Okay, I'm writing that date. Okay, but you had two others beside this one.
Yeah, we did them 3 years in a row. It was either 87, 88, somewhere in there, and then we did a year, three consecutive years we did those books.
Only when are you going to do another?
Oh, I don't know. It probably should, but I don't know.
Well, then I was thinking of your joke of the day, but the one you should tell about the one that you told years ago about the guy that lost his wife, fell overboard, and many weeks later they found her on shore with a bunch of
crabs,
shells with pearls.
Yeah.
Remember, send me the pearls and put the bait back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell now because you just told it.
Yeah.
Well, you ruined it.
It's just copying after you.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you for the call. He sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Let's see if Max is a nice guy. Hello, Max.
Talked to Max.
That was Max. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got two mics, a Max. I got all kinds of names here. Alan should be next. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I was outside shoveling my driveway a little while ago. And
well, you're not, aren't you married? Are you married?
Yeah.
Why were you shoveling?
Yeah, what the heck?
Statistics show that men...
I was cutting the ice off of my car windshield.
Yeah,
so.
That's not the same thing. No. The statistics bear... Statistics prove that men are more likely to have a heart attack shoveling snow. You should not be doing that. That's what wives should be doing.
I knew I should have stayed inside.
That's right.
But I noticed something when I was outside. There was a bunch of snow in a tree in my yard, and the wind blew, and that snow suddenly came down. And I thought I saw one of your reporters out there.
Oh, the snow
in a van or something with KTRS on it. I'm not sure, but I think he was doing a live report on stuff like that.
Were there three guys? Did you notice three guys? Because it could have been the Carruthers brothers.
That may have been them, but they were wearing, like, ski masks. I couldn't tell who
they
were.
I bet that was them, because when they go out prepared. And I do believe, because a lot of times, and I'm glad Alan called, because a lot of times what will happen is heavy globs of snow and ice can fall and actually kill people. Like an icicle can fall and stab somebody in the skull.
Huh.
Alan, I'm going to pull that report when you hang up here.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
right.
Frank.
Yeah, yeah, I think I know what he's talking about. Do you show that we filed that story, Pete?
Let me check here.
With Carruthers brother.
No, I see it now.
Danny, Daryl, and David Carruthers. I believe David Carruthers filed this report after watching that heavy, I mean, several hundreds of pounds of snow fall. He filed this report.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
And then David Carruthers filed this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Nothing new.
Snowfalls.
No,
I think Danny Carruthers also filed a report.
Wow, that's big, man.
Yeah, well,
that's a major blow, man, for real.
Yeah, it is a blow. This weather is a major blow to the area. Yeah. Three reports you won't hear anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, the fourth brother, too.
What's his name?
Dennis?
Durwood. Durwood Carruthers.
Durwood?
Danny, David, Daryl, and Durwood. Durwood Carruthers filed this report.
It's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
Yeah. I'll tell you, those Carruthers brothers.
Yeah.
They're the best. They're the best.
I forgot about Durwood.
Lendl. That's a weird name. Is on the phone. Hello, Lendl.
Frank, I just wanted to talk about a movie I'd seen in the early 70s. It was a drive-in theater.
Right.
It was called The Big Snatch.
The Big Snatch.
The Big Snatch.
Uh-huh.
It was triple X. But the kicker was, it was about a bank robbery.
Wow. Oh, snatching money.
Yeah, I just thought...
Oh, 1971. I see it now on IMDb.
Yeah. That's about.
So it's not a joke. It is a movie.
It stars Harry Chest.
And you know, I've always had it in my mind. So I'll let you go.
Well, Lendl, thank you for sharing that with us. So it is
Harry Chest played the role of Bart. Momo played the role of Momo. Peggy Church, Tracy Handfuss, wasn't it?
Hand what?
Handfuss. Jenny Kendall. Jane Sintas and Uchi DeGarde.
Oh, she's my favorite.
Colette.
She's my favorite actress.
A guy in a pickup truck kidnaps five women off the street, intending to make them his sex slaves.
And it's called The Big Snatch.
The Big Snatch.
And I guarantee I know where it was playing. Dan, was it the Olympic drive-in?
Yes.
On
the Olympia? Olympia?
I think it was Olympic, and it was St. Charles Rock Road or something.
St. Anne, yeah.
Yeah, and they had big blackout curtains along the side of the road so people couldn't drive along and look in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even hardcore porn. It was just softcore porn. But it was back then called, you know, X-Triple, just because there were topless women in it and stuff.
Wow, it said director Dan Martin used the pseudonym Ronnie Running Board because at the time he was a deputy sheriff with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, which did not look too kindly upon its deputies making softcore porn flicks.
I guess they didn't.
The budget was $11,000.
When I was 13 or 14, I was playing hockey, and we went up to Springfield, I believe it was Springfield, Illinois, to go into to play in a hockey tournament, and we were staying in this hotel, and the hotel was right next door to the drive-in, and the drive-in, you could see the screen from, if we stood outside the rooms, all the guys, the whole team got out, and we're watching, and it was Deep Throat.
Get out of here.
No, Deep Throat was on the screen.
I would have turned away. I wouldn't have looked at that.
And we're all watching it, and we're all sitting out there, and one of the parents came out and said, what are you guys doing? Oh, no, everybody back in the house.
Well, first of all, there's something weird about a bunch of guys together watching a movie like that. I went to the Olympic one time. I still remember the guy's name. I'm not going to mention it because he was from Belleville. He had a Pontiac GTO convertible. This guy was the envy of his family, was rich. So four of us, two in the front, two in the back, go to the Olympic. Let me tell you something. That's something weird and awkward once you get there and you're watching topless chicks and there's four guys in the car. I just thought, what are we doing? I mean, you can't react too much in any way. Yeah. You have to kind of, you act like you think it's funny. Oh, look at that, look at that. When you really think,
There were a couple of us outside and we were watching. All of a sudden it's like, hey, go get everybody else. So we ran and got everybody else. Come here, look at this.
Yeah, torching yourself.
Yeah, I know.
The one, the only, Steve the Conductor is on the phone.
Wow.
Steve, how are you?
Fine. I am Alpha Mike and the Papa Mike.
Oh, oh, listen. Oh, genius. Listen.
Wow. Alpha Mike and Papa Mike.
Yeah. What's going on, Steve?
Oh, first off, happy Purim, because this Saturday is Purim.
What does that mean?
Is that a Jewish holiday?
Yes.
Oh.
This is the story of Purim where Haman tries to bump off the Jewish people and thanks to Queen Esther and Mordecai, we stop them.
Is it a bunch of drinking? Get out the drinks and pour them.
No. I'm trying to. Well, you asked. I told you. That's all I can do.
All right. Is that why you called to say happy Purim?
Amongst other things.
Like what? What else you
like have? How are my dear friends?
We're great, Steve.
We're doing good.
Good.
All right.
So I will bid you adieu.
Okay.
And wish you well.
All right, Steve.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
The one and only Steve the Conductor.
Yeah.
Wishing us happy Purim.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
No. Either.
Never heard of it. Bill Cleveland's on the way. I promise he's on the way. All right, so here's the thing. You are 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, 50-something. At some point, you accumulate $25,000 or more that you don't have to use right now. And what do you do with it? You can play with it yourself, meaning play around with investments or whatever. Or you can get the advice of experts, people who have handled a whole lot more money than that for lots of people. People who know that you are trusting them to give you good advice. These people would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Mark and Jason at Stifel Nicholas. The earlier you do it, the better. Look, this is a simple thing to come up with, but I always say, you never hear people say, boy, I wish we hadn't invested so well. I wish we hadn't saved so much money. I wish we hadn't gotten good advice. Nobody ever says that. What they say is, well, I wish I'd started saving sooner. Wish I'd invested smarter. Wish I'd had more to put away for whatever, call it a rainy day or retirement or whatever. It cannot hurt to get the advice of somebody with a great reputation, somebody who studies this and does it every day for lots of people, people with your kind of money and a lot more money than you have. Can't hurt. So it's up to you. You can call them, go to their website and find out everything you need and then give them a call and set up a meeting. Won't cost you anything. If you don't like what they have to say, then don't have another meeting. I think you will. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicholas, markandjason.com.
All right, here's a guy who's having a lot of fun today, Tim Weiland, checking traffic.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy out there, Dan. Now, they've cleared one tractor trailer that was on westbound 64 west of Kings Highway. Now another one is stuck, and it's blocking all the lanes except the left one. That's getting through. It looks like, it looks like Highway 270 and Highway 64, we've got some problems. In fact, it looks like it's from Highway 64 coming up to 270. We've got a problem there. Things are a mess if you're traveling on westbound 70. You're slow O'Fallon Park. It looks like you're slow almost all the way out to 170. Heavy again before the Blanchehead Bridge. We do have some other incidents going on. We've got Looks like a disabled vehicle northbound 270 at Olive. The exit is closed northbound 55 at Highway 270. It had a stall there earlier that was blocking the right lane. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Shouldn't you get rewarded for driving safely? You do with the Safe Driving Bonus Check from Allstate. If you'd like to learn more, talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited.
From snowy, icy, sleety downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
All right. Well, hope everybody's surviving the big winter storm of 2013. It's a pretty cold day in St. Louis. In fact, so cold in St. Louis right now, Larry Connors is back to wearing that hairpiece again.
Oh, that is cold.
Kind of chilly. Sorry, Larry, I'm just kidding. Well, it was announced that Conan O'Brien will headline this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, I heard that.
At least that's what they told O'Brien. The secret plan is to let him host the first half, and they're going to replace him with Jay Leno halfway through.
I knew it. I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming. All right, this is kind of interesting. According to a survey, the majority of Americans believe in miracles.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know what they call people who believe in miracles. Chicago couldn't see the ticket holders.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. All right, you'll appreciate this, maybe. Researchers say that contrary to myth, Chinese men don't have the smallest manhood.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's the Filipinos who are the smallest. The biggest, according to the research, are the Italians, followed by the Americans.
Yeah.
Actually, the U.S. should have been number one, but Dan Strauss threw off our average.
Oh, man. There you go, Dan.
Sorry.
Sorry, Dan. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from snowy downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Way to go, Dan, throwing our average off.
Yeah,
thanks
sorry.
A lot. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.